Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
All right, your final 141-12. Maybe not counted. Terry Rozier.
No disrespect to any LA native. We need to get out of here.
Goodbye!
One of the people there was Javia White, better known as TV's Urkel. You know, we might have Danny say, did I do that?
I don't get it. I think you know basketball.
Here today to announce charges in the largest college admissions scam.
Continue to grab more votes from the Electoral College.
Once again, my name is Joe Bonapalanta.
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Operation Varsity Blues.
What? I'm sorry.
Varsity Blues.
Must be heroes.
Right now.
Woo! Love the legal tampering period.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
I got to tell you, we all love Trey Flowers. This stuff is kind of laughable. And forget about the $90 million. The $90 million is a bunch of BS. $56 million in guarantees. Okay?
Let's go,
he's
baby.
$40 million fully guaranteed at signing.
I love it.
So when he signs, they give him $40 million. Wait till he finds out what he has to pay in taxes.
Well, yeah. No, he's you guys are stealing my money.
Now, is that when he signs it, it's fully guaranteed, spread out over a couple years? Or are we getting like the big golf check?
See, okay, so here, okay. See, that's what I would want. So here's what it says. So you're right. So the second time reading this, okay, $40 million guaranteed at signing. This is from who is this guy? This guy.
That guy.
Tom Pelissero.
Tom Pelissero.
Good enough. I want the bank check. I mean,
so
I want
this
check.
Could be confusing. This could be prorated over a certain amount of years.
But then it says 56 fully guaranteed, 40 at signing.
Yeah. So okay, so good. So he gets the fully. He gets that check, $40 million check. You sign your name. Bam, where's my check? Where's my money? I'm going to Venmo it to you. No. I want a check. I want to take a picture with the check. I want a picture with the check.
Like I just want the lottery.
Sit there.
I want a big check.
I know. I want balloons, confetti. I would totally do this up. Yes. Here's your check. And you know that old school commercial when they started, you know, you take a picture of it right away.
Yeah.
Deposit it. Mm. So, okay, good. Let's go party.
So they could spread it out. You're right, Lou. They could spread it out. It could be spread out in 2 years. Doesn't make any difference. He's getting his money. I must tell you, these two, three days, are really laughable. Notice that Belichick is on the beach at Barbados.
Yeah.
Okay, showing
Amazing.
Off that body. What a bod. Okay.
I mean, you guys could have a little body competition
okay.
right there.
So, this is laughable, what is going on. People in Green Bay are all excited. Guess what? They're going to have a great defense because they're signing all the defensive guys. They say that every year.
Mm-hmm.
You don't win March.
No.
You don't win in March. This is a joke.
And it's funny, and I hate to be, Debbie Downer.
Go ahead.
But of all these guys, somebody's going to get hurt.
What do you mean somebody's going to get hurt?
Their year's going to be over.
Oh,
somebody's going to get hurt. You know, you get
hurt.
There, you go to camp.
Emotionally hurt.
No, emotionally. I mean, they're ecstatic, but somebody gets hurt. Somebody doesn't pan out. Somebody gets, you know, some coach gets fired. I mean, you asked me this earlier. Who's the guy? Do you think some of these contracts are going to be worthless or guys going to get cut?
Yeah, I think I would say this. You tell me 3 years from now, how many teams are going to feel good about the contracts that they're signing today?
Well,
not a lot.
I think Flowers is probably your most reliable guy.
Yeah, but 3 years from now, you'll be able to cut all of them for nothing.
Yeah, but you'll get nothing maybe or very little over the 3 years. For an example, you tell me. I'm looking at the Cole Beasley thing. Okay,
yes.
He's a poor man, Julian Edelman.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that fair to say?
Yeah.
Poor man. 4 years, $29 million.
Yes.
Hey, keep the guys on it now.
Well, Edelman at his age is a better player. How old is Beasley? Beasley's
right,
a lot younger.
You've got a quarterback right now, right? You invested a first-round pick in Josh Allen.
Right.
The best attribute he has is running for his life. Because who did he throw to last year? So you go out and you make an investment, a big investment in Cole Beasley and John Brown. So you give him a slot, you give him a deep threat. Why? Because not only are you investing in your team, but you're investing in your quarterback that you spent the first-round pick Let's find out. Why would you spend a first-round pick and just continue to give him nothing with Frank Gore in his backfield with LeSean McCoy?
Yeah, no,
so,
I hear you.
I mean, you're trying to invest in your quarterback and say, okay, listen, if I want to give this guy a shot, draft him in the first round, I mean, I got to give him somebody to throw to.
I tell you what, Lou, it's like sending your wife into one of these big department stores, and she goes straight to the shoe counter, and she's buying shoes here, shoes there, shoes there. What about the rest of the wardrobe?
She got the shoes.
You got a whole team you got to figure out, okay?
So,
Cole Beasley, by the way, is 30 years old this upcoming football
season. Oh, okay. Good player.
Yeah, good player. 4 years, $29 million.
That's not that bad.
What is Edelman getting this year?
Well, Edelman's underpaid.
No, Edelman's getting less
than
that.
No, Beasley's getting $7 million. I think that's a good signing. I do. I mean, at some point, like, are the Bills going to win a Super? Is that what we're judging? Are they going to win a Super Bowl? Are they going to win the division by signing these guys? No. Did they get better? Yes. Yes, and it'll help their quarterback, like the Rams did with Jared Goff. You know, they finally got him a line that could, you know, now all of a sudden Gurley's running the football and now he's a threat. Now I can throw the ball. Then we go get Brandon Cooks and we draft and develop a couple guys here and there. Now all of a sudden my quarterback looks good.
So let's do this, right? So Olivier Vernon, right, was with the Dolphins, signed with the Giants, $85 million deal. Just looking at his stats in comparison, he signed in 2016. He was 26 years old with the Giants. Now, if you're just looking at sacks, he had 8.5 sacks his first year there, 6.5, and then 7 last year. I mean, do you think the Giants are satisfied with what they got out of him?
No.
But everyone can look like Khalil Mack. I mean,
no, I think they are.
That's the price for a guy like that. I mean, solid player. Didn't miss, actually missed a lot of games last year. Only played in 11 games. Played in 12 games in 2017.
But how do we judge these big signings, though? So
do you
say,
win?
Okay, then that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's the only way you can
judge. Well, I'm just saying, I think that's stupid.
Well, it's roster building.
Well, yes. I mean, I think there's teams out there right now that you could sit there and say, why even bother? I mean, why bother signing anybody? Your team's not good. And then they would come back and say, well, how the hell do you expect us to get better if we don't sign any of these guys, Glenn?
Well,
I can't just base it all on, say, Olivier Vernon was a complete bust with the Giants because Eli Manning sucked and their team wasn't any good.
But I would say, at the least, you have to stay on the field. So if you play in 11 games last year, you played 12 games in 2017, and the only year so far is he just went into his third year, just finished his third year was the first year,
and they got rid of him.
That's a problem. We're gonna pay you, but dude, you gotta stay on the field. So Trey Flowers we all love Trey. He's a great guy, hardworking guy. He really did it the right way, and he got rewarded. This could be completely out of his control. He could be chasing his dog. His dog may get a puppy. His dog may, you know, pee on the floor. He may try to save it, and he may twist his ankle.
Do you understand that analogy? Did you get that one?
What, you think every Detroit Lion does stuff like that just because your nephew did?
Thank you for picking up on that, Lou.
Because your nephew went right over his dog and broke
his ankle?
Over
his head.
I forgot about it. Your nephew once played for the Lions.
So you really knew his dog. You don't know it, but I think that's the price. So, you know, the tag for these guys, so Lawrence, all the other guys, defense ends that got a franchise tag, they're all making $17 million.
Mm-hmm.
So they're right in line. I mean, he got his, you know, he got his deal done and it's over with, and he can get that guaranteed money, start making some interest on that stuff.
All right, so let's talk about who the Patriots signed today. Where do we start?
We should spin the wheel.
Is
Bill
we got
back
left.
From Barbados?
I got some names. We just got some names, right, that we want.
Yes.
This Patriots. We got
you want to play the OMF draft?
Well, I mean, the free agency doesn't officially start till tomorrow. And I can't wait to see where these guys end up, you know, because none of it's going on the last few days. But, I mean, wide receivers, right? How about Tyrell Williams? I kind of like him. I know he might be the number one guy because of his age. 6'4", wide receiver.
Oh, you going for that big? At least it's not a receiver that can stretch the field.
No, I'm just saying.
Stretch the field.
So he might be the youngest guy, right? He might be the youngest guy. He might get the most money. Let's see how ridiculous it is. But is it really a problem to maybe get a 26-year-old kid in here that maybe can play with Tom for the next 3 or 4 years? Or 3 years, however long Tom is? Or are we going to go every other year? What are we going to do here? Bring in 3 new guys on one-year deals? How about just get one guy for about 4 years and see what you got to give him?
I'm going to see your who do you have?
Tyrell Williams.
Tyrell Williams. Okay, I'm going to give you two options. I'm going to give
for
you
for the Patriots or just for the draft?
For the draft.
Dante
Moncrief, Mississippi guy, another big wide receiver.
Yeah.
Not necessarily as exciting maybe as Tyrell, but that's a guy that's going to be gone. Then I'm going to have my bonus pick is going to be Jordan bonus Matthews. Pick. Yeah, I have a bonus pick because I picked two wide receivers.
You know what he's doing?
I picked two wide receivers.
What he's doing? Yet.
Jordan Matthews. Doesn't matter.
He has no faith.
Did he trade his pick?
No, he traded it to me.
He has
I have
no
a trade,
faith.
Commissioner.
Cash considerations.
He has no faith in his first three picks, and he just wants to throw a fourth
one out there. I just want to use both my receivers. What do you got?
I would say in the wide receiver core, I've got to believe Golden Tate is going somewhere. I'm not sure he's coming to New England, but I think he's going somewhere, right? Earl Thomas. Somebody's got to pick up Earl Thomas.
You want them here?
No.
What do you do with them here?
No, I'm not talking about them here. We're talking about them going off the board today, right? That was the exercise, was it not?
We completely screwed that thing up. No, I was thinking the Patriots, who I want them to get.
Yeah, I see. Okay, good. Because I thought we completely screwed up the exercise.
No, I want them to get.
Who
them
do you
get,
think they're going
I'll
to get?
I'll tell you right now. I want Justin Houston.
Nobody on this list.
I want Justin Houston.
Yeah,
can I go
to
Justin Houston?
See,
how about Ziggy Ansah? I know he was hurt last year. Patricia knows him. We'll find out. Maybe he likes him. I don't know. He was hurt last year. Typical, right? Yeah. Played in 7 games. That was it. Got injured. High, you know, 5th overall pick a few years back. Maybe Bill fell in love with him. I don't know. So I'd like to see them maybe bust that guy out.
See, I'm looking at the list of wide receivers, and Bill probably will bring 2 or 3 of these guys in, and I'm not sure any of them will end up being on the team on opening day.
No.
You want me to tell you, you want to lock a pick in? You want to lock a guy
for
the Patriots who I know they're going to pick? Just get ready to lock this in. This is easy. You lose Dwayne Allen, a blocking tight end. That's all he does. I mean, you get the ball thrown to him.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you Darren Fells. Darren Fells, 6'7". 281.
He's a blocker.
And he got the ball thrown to him 12 times. He caught it 11 times.
That's way too much.
What do you mean it's way too much? 12 times?
So, I hope he doesn't expect to get the ball that much.
Yeah, he's just like Dwayne Allen.
Replacement.
You need a replacement, and that's the guy.
Do us a favor. If they get him, don't every week sit there and say, I think he's going to have 3 catches this week. I think he's going to have 4 catches.
If he has 3 catches the entire year.
Allen, he's not catching the ball. He's out there blocking. Don't you have to look at the defensive line somewhere?
I got one. I got a defensive lineman for who you got.
I'm going to go in the draft there.
Mohammed Wilkerson. No, different position. He's a multi-positional type player.
Just to be in the division.
I want a big, that's the guy I'm looking for.
Take care of Malcolm Brown's loss.
Yeah, exactly. So I got Dante Moncrief, which I think is a lock. Darren Fells, super lock. Mohammed Wilkerson, soft lock. And then Jordan Matthews, you guys remember him, right?
I do. And they threw his ass out of here pretty quickly, too. They don't usually bring those guys back. Yeah, but they usually figure those guys out, and then they decide.
No, they never got to because he was hurt. They did him a favor. Whatever. So, you go find some money somewhere else.
I saw somebody last night write that the Patriots might be interested in Ndamukong Suh. And why not? If you're in the Michael Bennett league right now, why not,
If you're Ndamukong Suh, you've made so much money, you signed this huge contract. Why would money even matter to you at this point?
Apparently, he's going to sign a one-year deal so that he can go back into the market next year. So Patriots would be perfect.
So
Patriots are the perfect 1 year.
I mean, there aren't
revitalized.
Yeah.
There
aren't really
place.
Is there anybody really left? Like some of the names were mentioned: Golden Tate, right? Terrell Williams. I don't know, Justin Houston. Some of these guys, Wilkerson. Patriots. We know they're not going to sign any of these guys, right? And by the way,
they're going to sign Darren Fells.
What kind of a boss move is it that Bill is like out in Barbados right now during free agency? Like, he's not just a coach. If he was just a coach, like a coach in another team maybe can go out and they look at the GM and say, listen, man, you handle it. I'm going to go away for a while. Like, I think he's a coach. He's the GM. First 3 days. This is the first 3 days. Nothing's going to happen. By the time Wednesday at 4 rolls around, he lands in his plane at 1 o'clock, rolls in at 4 and says, okay, who do we signing? It's already over.
Or it was one of those deals where he really didn't plan on going, but once he did all the evaluations and he kind of read the market, said, you know what? Hey, honey, we can take this trip after all because I'm not going to be checking my phone.
We don't sign
I'm not
any
be
of these
on,
guys.
No, we're not going to get any of these guys because I'm sure she's like, well, I don't want to go on vacation.
You, what
if you're going to be on your phone the whole time, what kind of vacation is that?
We've seen this act before, and there have been exceptions like Gilmore when he had lots of money.
Isn't he usually in town? And not hanging out on the beach doing photo shoots with Linda?
I don't remember him doing photo shoots before.
It's free agency.
He's in a period in his life, Lou, where he's trying to pick up new hobbies. Amateur photography.
For him, there's got to be. That's really where I want to dive into
and
the psychology behind that. So is it? Does he owe his girlfriend a quick little vacation for you know for the loyalty and the patience because he is a coach, right?
No, listen, I get it. I get
you. You owe me.
You can.
I'm gonna. This is a solid.
But this is like Brady. Like just happen. Just during what do you call it? OTAs. Go. That's when he goes and chooses to go and visit the Dalai Lama, Prince, whoever the hell it was. Right? I don't know who that guy was, but it was like.
Is that going later?
Because you've done it last week or the week before. Case. Like it's honest to God. Yeah. Like I know that they don't do much. It's every single year. But Bill is like chilling on the beach during the tampering period where teams are signing players.
It's illegal
and
tampering.
And he's sitting there laughing his ass off, like watching
it, but...
every team overspend for everybody. And what he's going to do is he's going to wait until all the drippings, everything drops down into his lap, and he'll do it. By the way, last year, a year ago, do you remember where he was a year ago? You remember where he was?
I have no idea. In his office?
In Fort Myers. He was with the Red Sox, with Tony La Russa. And he went to Jupiter, Florida. I do not believe he went into the Orchid Day Spa. But he was in Jupiter, Florida as well during that period of time. He's done this before. He looks at it and says, go ahead, kill yourself. Knock yourself out, everybody, all you teams. Spend a fortune.
So does he just,
I'm going to come in,
so he
and
walks
I'm going to be
in.
Bargain basement shopping.
All right, so he walks in on Wednesday and says, what happened?
Yep.
Fill me in?
Yep.
Really?
Well, he's staying up to date.
I have a hard
but he's
time
come in
he's
a
at the
believing someone who is that hands-on. That
he's
has
diving.
That,
he's up
that
there is, in the little platform.
Got
it, deep,
he's got
deep
his little
sea
phone
diving
with
himself.
Him.
Yeah, he's got that waterproof
case on. Where do you think he's taking
it?
The pictures from? His little phone here.
Walking around.
So do we think, was it just a one-day thing? Was it a a long,
I would guess
extended
more than,
weekend?
Linda doesn't go for a day.
I was going to say.
It's not what you don't know. It's what motivates you to do.
I think it would, maybe just the system is so set up perfectly. He's got, Josh McDaniel. So he opened up his whole world to. So Josh is, he has the con.
Yeah, much
he has,
sure that's
he has,
happening.
He has the.
I think Nick Caserio's got his finger on the pulse of everything
sure, let's
here.
Go with that one.
But there's nothing for them to do right now. This is not where they're going to play. They're going to wait until everybody spends their money, and then they're going to come in and they're going to get those 1 year guys. Hey, you want to resurrect your career? I mean, they brought James Harrison in, if you remember.
Yeah, but that was late during the season.
I know,
when you sit there and you get a guy like James Harrison. You get that guy late in the year.
Hold on, but if a James Harrison is cut from his team and some of these older players are going to get cut by their teams, that's where he's going to jump. He's going to pounce on those guys.
If I'm any player that... you mentioned Ndamukong Suh, it makes me so I'm like, all right.
For
so
a one-year deal wouldn't
if
surprise
I'm Ndamukong Suh, he made so much money.
Fortune.
What's more important now? Okay, went to the Super Bowl. I get it. Do you want to go back again? Okay, well, if you go back, you're going to take a veteran minimum, and we'll give you some incentives, something like that, because there is pride involved. You can't, because if you take a low salary right now, there's no one's going to want to pay you afterwards. But if you play great, they're going to pay you again. He's getting up there in age. It's not like he's the same guy that came out of college. That's what I would do. I would try to find a way, and I would just suck it up and just deal with it. And it's just like if I was in the NBA. And I knew I'd made a bunch of money and I'd traveled all over the place. I would try and play for the Warriors.
Well, we just talked about Trey Flowers. Different place than where Ndamukong Suh was. Trey has got the two rings. Trey has loved playing here. I think he would love playing here if they were giving him $18 million a year. But he's sitting there going, I need a big payday.
Well, the thing
and New England's not going to do that.
I'm looking at like Ndamukong Suh, and I'm like, didn't he already do that with the Rams to join a team and get to the Super Bowl, which he accomplished? He didn't win it. He signed a one-year deal. It was $14 million. So that's a high price.
I was thinking like three.
But he turned down more.
Bill's thinking
three,
too.
He turned down more money to go to the Rams for 1 year. And I'm guessing that was the mindset last year. Look at the team they built. Yeah, I'm going to go over there next to Aaron Donald. I'm going to be Superman. I'm going to get paid. I don't think he went there for 1 year to join that club. Dolphin turn around and take even less to try to set a market again. I think he tried to do it last year. So I think he's going to get paid. Now, he hasn't gone yet. So, I mean, in football, when you wait 24 hours, we sit there and say, aha, what are you waiting for? Baseball, that's like 5 months, right?
Right. Wait till February or March, you'll get $300
million. Le'Veon Bell hasn't signed yet. It looks like the Jets or the Ravens, whatever. I don't know. But it's been 24 hours, and first right away you hear, he's not getting what he wants. He's actually had to wait 24 hours.
Okay, but if he wants a lot of money, he's not coming here. What I'm saying is that what Bill Belichick is going to do, and we've seen this before, he believes in depth through the entire roster, right? So and
players,
it's and it's right, and it's paid dividends over the years because you do have injuries, and usually the teams that are surviving at the end of the NFL are teams that had the fewest injuries. He's able to deal with injuries because he's got so many different players you can kind of plug in. So he's going to wait till all these guys get paid, and then he's going to look for the guys that are coming, sticking their hands up and say, please, mister, can you give me something? That's what he's going to do.
So you mentioned, who did they sign early last year? Did they even make an early signing? Because I'm trying to draw some sort of correlation, and with Gilmore, he was not on any vacation. If you know you're going to sign a high-priced guy, then you need to be in the city. You need to be in the building because they fly in, you take the picture, and then you leave.
Who were we talking about last year? Jeremy Hill? Claiborne?
No, those weren't early guys.
Was he early? He might have been the earliest. Right?
But it wasn't that early. Gilmore type of deal where right off the bat, the bell rings and you sign this guy because you don't leave. Why would you leave? Because you got to sign the check and you got to take the picture with the jersey. So obviously that's not happening. Right, unless they kind of superimpose the space
on
some.
Around last year either.
That's my point. So nobody would. They had no early signing last year either.
Yeah, the picture can
so
wait.
That's, so that's so. If you're looking,
you can wait 2 days for the.
No,
picture.
You don't. You sign. You do it right away. You do it right away because they come in to do the press conference, sign the check, do everything.
Now Bill's sitting there going, "I'm staying in Barbados."
So that's the key. So if next year, if he's not on any island, then you're knowing. You should know that they're going to sign.
It'll be like a Gilmore thing. They're going to sign right out of the gate, and we all sat. And said we were shocked at how much money they were paying.
Because I don't think you would do this over the phone on some, under some umbrella with some fruity drink.
What's wrong with that? It's a relaxing way of doing it.
No, I'm just, Wi-Fi issues, connection issues.
The Barbados?
People overhearing your conversation.
Well, Nick Caserio.
People in bikinis walking by.
Concentrate. So Ian Schefter, Adam Schefter, rather.
It's his brother.
Adam Schefter apparently on ESPN said the New England Patriots are the only team that has not made a move.
Yeah, not surprising. Well, he's made a move, but
what? I'm sorry.
He's been on the beach.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah, the only team every 30 minutes.
Just hasn't made a football
move. The only team
move.
That has not played, right. played at all during this legal tampering period.
Yeah, right. Illegal tampering.
So everybody wants to be the Patriots, but this time of year when the Patriots probably do the most Patriot-like thing of all time, because they do it every year.
So why don't they copy?
But everybody wants to be them. This is people lose their minds. I get, you know what I mean? But yet they want to be them. So this is the time of year when they should probably look back and say, okay, for 12 months a year, what does this organization do? So we try to emulate them.
Right.
But when it comes to free agency, screw them. They got it all wrong.
Yeah.
They don't know what they're doing.
Well, Bill doesn't care if you're going to excite the fan base, to sell a few tickets on the illegal tampering day? So you're going to sign somebody and the fans are going to go, we're going to win. You win nothing in March.
No, I'm with you.
The Jets
I think
have been active over the years in March. What has it done then?
Let's just say there is somebody out there, a low-end free agent, that all of a sudden on day one is starting to get interest. I just think you would be around for that.
Yeah, but
then maybe go away the following week.
Except he looks
at it. Well, the week before.
You just said the word, though, low end. So if the low end is suddenly getting high end money on the first day, Bill's out. Bill's looking at the guy as a low end guy.
Mm-hmm.
This guy, if we get him, he's a steal. We put him in our system. He can really work at, in a certain spot. But he's not going to overpay. He's not going to pay that high end.
We know that.
We've seen this act a zillion times before.
I just think
Marshawn Lynch is still available.
Hanging out in Barbados. I think it's hysterical.
Marshawn Lynch still available. Anybody want Marshawn Lynch?
Mm-mm.
All right, we're going to get to your phone calls. Nobody gets worked up here in New England. It's unbelievable. Around the rest of the country, they think they've just scored big time. We just won March. And here in New England, we're sitting here laughing at all this stuff. All right, 617-779-7937. We go to the phone calls coming up next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Drive Home is brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Now back to Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
This is sort of a normal approach for the Patriots on day one of free agency. Everybody goes out and spends the big dollars, but the Patriots usually sit back, let the market settle. The odd occasion, Roosevelt Colvin many years ago was a first day signing. Stephon Gilmore just a couple of years ago as well. But for the most part, they like to sit back and then they find the bargains. You know, they look at it and say, can we get the production that you're going to pay for this guy at $10 million a year? Can we get two or three guys for that same cost and maybe spread it out, get the production or something close to it, and also balance our team and get the depth that they're looking for? This team has always been about building the middle class.
And it works. And it's worked for 20 years. And why don't teams copy it? Landon Collins got himself a big, huge deal yesterday. You take the combined salaries of Devin McCourty, of Patrick Chung, and of Daron Harmon, and Landon Collins alone is making more money than those three guys will next season.
Yeah, and I think, you know, the middle class, I mean, when you have guys, when you have Tom Brady, it's a lot easier to do everything.
Sure is.
So when you say, why don't other teams do it? If the other teams had Tom Brady, we'll see what would happen. But
wait a minute. Green Bay has Aaron Rodgers,
yep,
and they're doing it. They're out there spending this money.
Yeah. No, I understand. But I'm just saying, when it comes to them, and you know, Edelman's making five, and Gronk's at, what, 10, 12? They have guys that, when they get to that point where they're supposed to cash in, they don't bite. They just move on, and they try to find the next great deal. You know, and or the next great thing at $3 million or $5 million or $8 million, they punt on the $17 million player, and a lot of that you can do because you have Tom Brady. So I'm sure other teams would love to, but they're trying to acquire. You know, Julian Edelman, like Buffalo, they're trying to get him. You got him for $2 million. They had to go get Beasley for $7 million. So they're trying to acquire Gronk, or they're trying to acquire like the guy that you have, and it's just, they need the talent, so they got to spend crazy in free agency to go do it. They're chasing the tail.
Yeah, and this whole, it always makes me laugh when Patriots, so when other teams try to draft like the Patriots, you know, create their own, you know, Patriot culture, and there's already so many missing pieces. And if they were to do it, it would take them, you know, it wouldn't take them like 3 years, it would take them 5 years to fully transform the organization, the locker room, the personnel, all those people. Everybody's got to be thinking like, all those guys have to stay long enough to kind of realize what they did before and how they get better. It just never happens.
No, team culture is a big, huge thing. Lombardi was talking about that in his piece today, I believe. He was talking about the what the Lions are doing. And he said the Lions are trying to copy the Patriots, but go look at what they're doing. They're really not copying the Patriots. They're overspending for a bunch of positions right now, including overspending at a quarterback.
Henry Kissinger said in his memoirs.
A quarterback.
And here's the thing.
Quarterback they actually think is pretty good, except he doesn't win on the road, especially against good teams.
And who's got a better opportunity to be more Patriot-esque than the Lions?
Right.
Bob Quinn's your GM. Matt Patricia's your head coach.
Yeah, where's Bill Belichick? On the beach in Barbados.
That's the
problem.
I'm asking just to be a little respectful.
It doesn't.
Did you get worked
Michael
up?
Michael Lombardi's kind of a, he's kind of got a little blowhard in him.
Yes, he does.
How was his, how little, were his teams?
Don't
bother.
Where were
his teams when he was a GM
fast.
And he was running things?
Oh, he went.
He's such a know-it-all.
Oh, go look at his Gruden stuff today. He went to Gruden. He basically said he thought all of these deals that Gruden's been making, including last year to get the first round pick for Mack and Cooper, was pretty good. Now he looks back at it and he says, this thing is a mess. There's no building. There's no long-term. He's got a 10-year contract, and he's going to try to go win next year, and he's going to mess it up even more.
First of all, how does he know what Gruden's trying to do?
No kidding. He has no idea what Gruden's trying to do.
He
worked with him.
Okay, the only
time.
But
when you acquire all those first-round picks and draft picks, does that tell you you're trying to win right now?
No.
Why would Lombardi all of a sudden spin it and say he's trying to win right now and it's not going to work?
And what he's really doing, he's not saying Gruden doesn't know what he's doing. He's saying Mike Mayock doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, right.
Hold on.
Who do you think's in control of that operation? Do you think it's Mike Mayock or do you think it's
No, my point is I think they're obviously
Mayock's
a team.
Mayock's got the title, but Gruden's running it.
Of course, but Bill runs it. Okay, but right. Casario, okay, does a lot of the work. That's why Bill's in Barbados right now.
The one thing the Patriots do better than anything is play complimentary football.
How about this? Numbers.
So this is why I am jealous of the NFL, okay, in this free agent period.
Is this you speaking as Mr. Baseball?
Yeah. Baseball sucks. Okay. Open your eyes. See what they're doing. Figure it out.
I'm amazed. I want to hear this. Hold on.
So the New York Jets, according to Connor Hughes, he's got a blue check mark. The New York Jets have given Le'Veon Bell a deadline to decide if he's going to sign or not. They're not waiting forever. Like, can you imagine? So, and you know what Le'Veon Bell's probably going to do? Oh, okay. I'll take it. Can you imagine, like, if the Phillies said, you know what, Bryce, deadline, take it or leave it. See you. Go screw. You know, I know you'll come back to me in 2 months. I'll see you in February. Right? But in the NFL, the Jets, the New York Jets, have given Le'Veon Bell a deadline because they got to move on. They got to spend their money elsewhere. I'd love that.
So do I. Why won't baseball do that?
Because it'll
they're cowards. That's why.
No, it'll play out exactly the way I said. And everybody knows they'll come back 2 months later. Everybody. Fine, you don't want to sign me? Go ahead. Okay, fine. Go sign someone else. Call me in a couple months.
I play baseball.
Let me know how that works. And they will. They'll call in a couple more months. Okay, you got us. Okay, fine. Fine, we'll give you 8 years. Fine, we'll give you 13.
We'll give you, how many options do you want?
You want seven
every
options?
Every option.
I'm sorry. Please come back. But the NFL, look at the freaking Jets. Le'Veon Bell, deadline. Sign it or not. I love that.
Did they say when that deadline was going to be? Or no, it's got to be soon.
Yeah, next month. No, I don't know. I'm guessing today, right?
Yeah, it's got to be soon.
But don't you have to?
Don't
you have to put an end date to all of this stuff? Or one team is going to use you against the other. So you've got certain money. They've already lost a player, right? The Jets have already lost a player who agreed to go there and is going back now to Minnesota. So they're looking at it, going, "We've got to make other moves here. We only have so much money to spend. These other teams are going to, you know, pluck these other players. You got to let us know, Le'Veon Bell." You know, bleeper, get off the pot. This is it.
We can't
do this anymore. You can't use us against other teams. Well, we got to formulate our team.
Okay, do you think, because I looked at what Detroit did, and they just...
Still Marshawn Lynch. They could pick up Marshawn Lynch.
Well, were they just bidding against themselves? Did they just flat out say, we're not even going to allow that to even happen?
Maybe.
So we're going to go $2 million over what their perceived asking price would be?
Well, you already said it. Bob Quinn, you've got the coach. All with the Patriots way. They're convincing old Mrs. Ford upstairs. Yeah, exactly. I can't hear you. Oh,
stray flowers.
We planted new flowers.
Oh, beautiful. Spring's on its way.
Exactly. So she's got no idea who Trey Flowers is. And they're convincing her, we've got to do this right now. We need to establish team culture here. And that's why we're going to bring in Danny Amendola. And we're going to bring in Trey Flowers.
You're killing me right now.
Right.
The flowers are in.
They're blooming.
Oh, yeah, they tulips.
But you know the owners play a big part of this.
You must be some kind of crazy person.
You need a woman.
This is where the cap stuff gets crazy. Because I just saw Tommy Curran retweet this guy, Justin Rogers, okay, who's out there in Detroit, Michigan, covering the Lions. Okay, he covers the Lions. He said he looked at all the deal. He's got the deal here for Trey Flowers, $90 million, 56 guaranteed, bonus, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. But he says, barring unreported bonuses, Flowers' cap hit next year, 2019, will be $6.4 million.
It's a jungle down there.
$6.4 million.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I'm guessing year three, year four, it'd be like 20-something?
Well, they may put, isn't part of it a roster bonus this year maybe? So
yeah,
roster
but you're
bonus
still going to spread it out over
the
5 years.
Roster bonus doesn't. The roster bonus comes due that year, the year that you pay it. The overall bonus for the contract is spread out, right?
Yeah. 6.4.
So, yeah, they'll play around. But eventually it catches up.
Well, it'll be like I said, 20.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's average 18, it'll be 24 at some point, won't it?
Yeah, but anytime you hear that there's going to be a down year in which you're going to be able to do some other stuff and it becomes team friendly, the following year after that, it's not team friendly, or the year after that, you pay the price for it. And so that's probably what they're doing. But I wouldn't be surprised at all if Stephen Ross down in Miami didn't want Trey Flowers because he didn't recognize the name. And you can't tell me that owners.
I have a hard time believing that.
Oh, I think there are a lot of naive. Oh, I think there are a lot of owners that are heavily
arrogant.
Involved in this stuff. Oh, I do. Absolutely believe that owners are involved in a lot of stuff.
Well, do you see, especially teams,
Christian, that don't fill up their building. Okay, they don't fill the stadium up.
Just absentee owners.
They're the ones that sit there and say, "We need a name." They're looking at the marketing. Yeah. They're not looking at if we win, they will come. They're not looking at it that way. They're looking at how do I get them to come first of all.
Are you buying into? See, here's one thing I'm not buying into at all, and this has been thrown out there a lot. Odell Beckham Jr. It looks like via Josina Anderson.
Yes,
there is an AFC North team that, as recently as today, continues to inquire on Odell Beckham Jr.'s availability, and discussions have remained ongoing. Okay, so Odell Beckham Jr. signs. First of all, the Giants signed with this
deal. You want Cowherd's take on this one?
Have Cowherd's take? What is he going to say?
Well, Cowherd's got inside sources. We know
he does?
That.
Really?
How many stories has he broken?
I thought we banned Cowherd from our show.
Yeah. He's got
Ryan, is it worth it?
Who are the teams? Not worth it.
Who are the teams?
The teams were the Rams and the Niners, two West Coast teams. Okay.
Say it in a real arrogant,
according
jerky.
According to Cowherd,
say it in a real arrogant, jerky accent.
According to my sources, it's the Rams and the 49ers.
And he does the show from the West Coast, right? From L.A.?
Shoulder and Malcolm.
Here's Odell Beckham Jr. If you sign Odell Beckham Jr., so you're going to chase his crazy contract, and just because you're that desperate, imagine what you would have to give up. So the Giants, all they're doing is, hey, anybody want to kick the tires? Who wants to kick the tires?
Well, the one thing that would concern me is what happened with Antonio Brown, because we've talked about this before. And you can say you got Odell Beckham for 2 years, I think at 17 per or something like that. They didn't get out from under it, but you know, you start wondering, but worried about that second year, like Antonio Brown said,
and it was just like, by the balls.
Yeah, I'm not going to show up. I got 1 year left. Maybe he just does it Le'Veon. I'm not showing up. Trade me, you know. And then you're forced, and it's like, Jesus, we traded for this guy to try to get 2 years out of him. We only got one. But hey, listen, I'd still be interested.
It'd be
a hell of a 1 year.
We saw this last year, and Belichick recognized how important Gronk is to this team. Once Gronk became a pain in the ass, what did Bill do? He threatened to send him to Detroit. He threatened to trade him away.
I mean, vroom, really good.
So I don't think Bill wants to get involved in something like that. So that's an interesting point. Do you get into a situation where the player may have you by the balls a year from now and be able to do exactly what Antonio Brown did?
I mean, I think he's a prime candidate to do exactly what Antonio Brown did,
But what does that do to your team?
Yeah.
So what does that do to your team? Because that suddenly we know in this day and age, you know, with social media and everything else, it becomes a big, huge thing. And these guys love to go on social media with little cryptic tweets, right?
Yeah, no.
Even Brady does it.
Also,
as good a citizen as you could have on a team.
That's where they really, when you think back about it, it's the discussion, the communication. Because Antonio didn't have any guaranteed money left in the last 2 years, right? That was the whole thing. I need a new contract. I need to guarantee. Antonio, shut the hell up. We know you have no more guaranteed money. When the season's over, we're going to trade your ass. But if we do it quietly, everything's going to work out. You know, instead, he went nuts and quit on his team and everything else. So you could sit there and do the same thing with Odell. I know that after 2 years, you're free agent. I mean, your money's not guaranteed. We'll trade your ass.
Well, and the other thing is,
but they could have done everything they did with Antonio. They could have done it all, but probably got a lot more in return if he wasn't such a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
He could have got what he wanted. Pittsburgh might have got a first. If he just shut up and showed up on that last game of the season, they could have done all this.
Yeah,
they could have executed all this.
And the Giants, you think about it, old quarterback that is way past his prime.
Really?
Probably going to grab another quarterback. So you're talking another 2 years of figuring it out.
Playing another year, though.
No, he'll play. He'll be the bridge, right? He'll be the bridge of that younger quarterback.
Low swinging
and
bridge.
And we talk about personality. Antonio Brown being that guy that has the right personality to do exactly what he was able to accomplish it, because he just says, hey, I'm going to be all in on being a jerk. I'm going to throw my weight around. Odell Beckham Jr. is the same way.
Well, here's why I'd worry about it, because Antonio Brown was just successful in being a douche here. He could do what he wanted to, and he got his way. Le'Veon Bell sat out the entire season, right? Le'Veon Bell's going to make some big money here because teams are interested in him. So the next guy's going to sit there and say, I can sit out. I've got franchise tag me all you want. I will sit out. Now, you're right. He might not be nearly the player that Le'Veon Bell is, but guys are going to do it now. They're going to feel empowered because this guy got away with it. This is the only one I can't figure out. If the stories are true out of New Orleans, Teddy Bridgewater was offered more money to go to the Miami Dolphins with an opportunity to start. Matter of fact, they pretty much said to him, you know, coming in, you're going to be at the top of the depth chart. It's your job to lose. Instead, he wants to stay and be the backup in New Orleans for the Saints.
Do we know the difference in money?
We don't. We don't. But apparently his reasoning is he loves the culture of the Saints locker room, and he believes that down the road he's going to get that opportunity to start. But that might not come for, what, 2, 3, 4, 5 years, right?
Well, I mean,
who knows how long this guy's going to stay?
He's going to be there at least another two years.
I would say
you can't push him out.
You can't push him out.
Yeah, 3 years.
There's something. I guess calming and I guess just about being a backup, not knowing. You're never going to play.
Yeah, but
you're
this
never
going to
get hit.
This guy
and then, oh, by the way, I know, but that's fine. So you're going to make what, $5-6 million as a backup?
I don't know what they're paying him as a backup.
Well, if he turned down the opportunity to be a starter, which was good money.
That's what I mean. I don't know how much more it was.
The story almost seems suspicious to me.
I don't know how much it was. That's the thing. It was only a few million dollars more. Right? I mean, I just think that some of the best advice I was ever given was from Mike Gallego. And he said, remember these comments.
You were given?
Yes.
Okay.
Overexposure will kill you.
Well, you did a good job.
So it was,
you listened. You're a good student.
No. He said that 1 year because he came in as a utility guy. Somebody got hurt. And he played every day, and he went like 0 for 20. Oh. And he's like, I'm playing too much. Overexposure will kill you. Maybe Teddy just sat there like you said. He's like, you know, I can make $5 million to be the backup. At some point, when Drew Brees is gone, maybe they'll like me enough to give me a starting job.
It's a great living.
Or I can go to Miami for 1 year and flame out.
I think at some point in time, you just get sick of the circus. You get sick of all the charades and all the crazy. I get it.
It's not a competitive
but
guy.
You're backup quarterbacks. Think about it. So you go to Miami.
Who's rebuilding?
For a new coach. Yeah, you're rebuilding. Right. Well, you're gonna get your ass kicked. You'll be miserable. Why don't you stay with a good team that got screwed out of going to the Super Bowl? You'll be the backup, and then you'll make $4 or $5 million a year.
Everything you're saying is a logical, bystander. You're looking at it from afar, and you're making all the sense in the world. We're talking about competitive athletes. This never happens. When do you ever have a guy?
I think it does, though.
When have you ever heard of a guy that sits here and says, I'm not going to take
think
a starting
this
job,
way.
I'm going to go
so,
back
so
up
Miami's
somewhere
So Miami's going to say, listen, it's your job to lose. You don't think Miami's going to draft a quarterback? So really, what a bunch of frauds they are. So you're gonna bring my old ass in here. I probably have a 1 to 2 year shelf life. I'm not gonna fall for that. I'm gonna stay in New Orleans where they love me. I'm gonna be the backup to one of the best quarterbacks to ever play the game. And then they want a safety net because they know how important that position is.
Okay, Michael Bennett spoke last night, and he gave us a clear indication of what his plans are when it comes to social issues and how he wants to deal with Belichick and how he wants to deal with Brady and how he wants to deal with the anthem. And I'm wondering if he just didn't open up Pandora's box. We get to all of that and your phone calls coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're back with more Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
I think the first step to even being able to even have a conversation is making sure that Colin Kaepernick gets an opportunity to play in the NFL. I think that's before we even negotiate anything about whether we sit, whether we stand. It should be a negotiation about open up the doors for Colin Kaepernick and giving him an opportunity again, because I feel like through everything that's been lost, I think all of us are having opportunities to be able to speak to our employers, but then to think about the guy who started everything, not to be able to have a voice at this moment, it doesn't seem very right to me.
He doesn't want to talk.
Well, he has a voice.
He doesn't use it.
He doesn't use it, and apparently doesn't want to play football, or doesn't want to play for whatever role he would get, but Michael Bennett spent some time at Princeton doing an awful lot of talking. And you guys tell me if any of this makes sense.
Was he staring at a hummingbird? Did he take time to enjoy the crisp winter day?
So one of the things he's looking forward to, because it's sitting down with Bill Belichick, who he has great respect for, one of the brightest minds in football ever. But what he's really looking forward to, he's very similar things about Tom Brady, brilliant, greatest of all time, or whatever. But what he's really looking forward to is sitting down with Bill and sitting down with Tom Brady and discussing exactly what their attraction is to the President of the United States.
I want you to be by my side. I'm going to open my world to you.
Yeah. Since they both enthusiastically support him.
Enthusiastically. Well, Bill did send that letter to him and then redid the letter so that Trump could read it.
Here's what
Brady
he said.
Doesn't go to the White House.
So, yeah, he wants to sit down with Bill and Brady, talk about their support of a president who is largely viewed to be hostile the interest of people of color. This is Michael Bennett.
It's his opinion.
I think it's important not to run away from these conversations or not hear their ideas about why they think the way they do, he said. I think it's an opportunity for growth to have those conversations. And if we don't allow ourselves to have those conversations, then we are stunting our growth.
Get him out.
Right. So he walks in
to
Bill's office, or he grabs Tom and just still goes, listen, you know what? I think this conversation, I think, is really important for all of us to grow. I think that we
me
all...
especially.
I think that you, because you're in the wrong, because, you know, we're all allowed to have our own opinions. I don't like Trump. I'm right. You're wrong. You're not allowed to have your opinion. So I need you to explain yourself. Why do you like him? Well, these are conversations, Bill, that we need to have before the season starts. I know we're in camp. I know you got things going on. But these are real conversations. I need to know why you support Trump.
Michael, we're here to play football. Okay, we're here to play football.
But you can't run from these conversations,
Michael,
Coach.
We're here to play football. We're on the football.
That's exactly
what he's going to be. We're on the first preseason game. We're on the football.
May end up regretting this
signing. But, Coach, we're stunting our own growth by not having these conversations. I don't want to stunt our growth.
And the other thing, and if you were Bill, I would be so nervous about having these conversations with him because where do they go? Where do they live? How does he use them? Does he take it out of context?
We don't have these conversations,
Michael. Dude's going to be here 1 year.
Yeah, we stunt our growth all the time because we don't have these conversations in this locker room.
We bury it deep.
Certainly not in my office. I can tell you that right now.
So he's going to be very disappointed when Bill decides he only wants to talk about football and does not want to talk about Trump, does not want to talk about politics. You're entitled to what you believe. I'm entitled to what I believe. That's it. We're not going to talk about it. And my guess is Brady probably will do the same because after people attached him to Trump with the hat in the locker room, he dismissed it. He went the other direction. He wouldn't even go to the White House. Okay, he wanted nothing to do with it. He just wanted to be the neutral guy. He wanted to be Switzerland.
Leave Tom Brady alone.
Exactly. So here's the other one now. They asked him what he was going to do for the national anthem, and he said he's had the conversation with the Patriots. I don't know who he's talking. So the first thing he does when they call him up and they say, hey, we're going to bring you here, you know, tell you you're getting traded in Philadelphia. We make the call. Hey, it's great to have you on the team. The first thing you're going to do is sit there and say, what are we doing here with the national anthem? Did the Patriots ask that question? Did he volunteer it?
So he says he in meetings with Patriots executives, Bill's in Barbados. That's the only executive that matters, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you think if, like, Casario, he met with Nick and was just like, hey, this is what I'm thinking of doing? Dude, you better take that up with Bill.
Well, maybe it was Greg Schiano.
You better take that up with Bill. No matter who it is, it's like, dude, you better take it up with Bill.
Brett Bielema.
You might as well be talking to the real John Jastrzemski for right now because none of this conversation doesn't matter until you talk to Bill about it.
Well, the funny thing is that so when he signed with Philly, if you guys remember, it's almost like he didn't talk to anybody because he didn't know what was going on. He lines up, the national anthem is about to be played, and he realizes that nobody's taking a knee. Nobody's taking any. If you remember last year, there were pictures circulating of him just removing himself from the team. They all lined up. Chris Long had his arm on Malcolm Jenkins, and you know the other guy had his hand on his heart or whatever. But nobody was doing anything, and I think it caught him by surprise because Philly was right in the forefront of this. You know, there are a lot of players that were actively involved with a bunch of different issues, and they're taking a good stand on it and really saying the right thing, doing the right thing, and he was kind of pissed off. What do you mean? We're not protesting anymore?
You shouldn't go in a locker room when our national anthem is played.
So he's going in the locker room, which I'm completely fine with. Go.
Stay until
the second quarter.
Here's the only thing I would say about that. Because he has the right to do that. That's fine if he wants to do that. It is going to present a distraction. This is a guy who loves the limelight, who loves to talk. The media are going to ask him that those questions. So I'll ask you, Christian, because you've been in that
What's wrong
camp.
With your voice?
I don't know.
He's starting to
Can
lose
someone
it.
Get him some tea?
Not it.
Something.
If you go down, not it. I went to my nose first, Christian. You go mouth to mouth. You lost.
Little
you all right?
Excuse me.
Can you imagine putting your mouth on that mustache?
Want some green tea or anything?
Excuse me. Some people show up wounded to work. And others wuss out.
You don't have a lot of leverage points, but that's one you got on him for life. You know what he's got to do? He's got to get hurt, have another surgery, and then come in the day of his surgery just to make up for it.
I got two more.
We had a dentist calling up yesterday saying he's a
guy's a liar. Dentist is a liar.
So
wasn't a dentist.
So you know how this works. Christian, they're going to come up to him and they're going to say, listen, don't get into it with the media. The media is going to love this. They're going to want to engage in conversation. Why are you doing this? What reason? And the more you talk about it, the more it becomes a pain in the ass for Bill and everybody on that team, correct?
Yeah, but I don't remember any. He said, Lou, the other one writes a book about why,
how to make white people
uncomfortable.
Walk the dog.
What makes people
and
white people uncomfortable
for a couple of days?
Whatever. It may be a completely different dynamic. Completely different dynamic. Because I think Michael Bennett seems like, he just, Martellus was an attention whore also, but it seemed like his brother is cut from the same cloth, obviously.
Yeah, but hold on. Just separate the two. All right, the guy is 24 hours a New England Patriot, and he goes out to do a speech. And the first thing he's talking about is how he's going to corral. And you knew how it would play. It was at Princeton. They were going to love it. The Twitter world was going to love it. I'm going to sit down and I'm going to talk to them about their love for Donald Trump. That's basically what he did, right? He was getting that little Twitter applause. He was getting that little university
wow.
applause.
Why'd you lie to the Las Vegas Police Department? Oh,
right.
My God. Where's the one guy that says, why'd you lie to the Las Vegas Police Department?
They didn't talk about that.
Exactly.
No.
Well, that's all. That's in the past.
Yeah, why didn't you talk about open that. Up about what happened at the Super Bowl?
They didn't talk about, that.
Was there somebody really in a wheelchair?
Yeah. Did
she was actually one of those little scooters. Even worse.
Is it possible if 500 African-American men are running out of a building to be singled out for you because you're black?
Yeah. But they were targeting you, right? You're the only one that looked suspicious.
Just these questions and more. We can have those discussions.
So that's what happened. He's playing to his agenda. He's playing to his crowd. And that's what he talked about last night. And I'm telling you, can you imagine? Bill's down there in Barbados. He's online and he's looking at that. And he's going to have a conversation.
I thought he didn't know how to use the Twitter machine.
Trust me,
he doesn't know how to use all this stuff.
And the internet machine.
He has somebody do it for him.
I don't think he knew how to do it.
He's going to stay in the locker room, right? During the anthem.
Stay in the locker room. He can do that. Right?
No, he can.
Yeah. I mean, Trump will get pissed and make a big deal about it, but he can stay in the locker room.
That's going to warrant questions. Is that one of these, Alex Guerrero things? Tom, you can see Alex, but if it starts getting out of control, we're going to cut everybody off. Michael, you can go in the locker room. What happens if, 15 other players join him?
Yeah.
Because he's in the ear of people. And then does it become a problem? Or is it just... It's no big deal. Personally, I think the NFL got it right. There was an uproar when that whole new rule came out. Listen, if you don't want to come to the anthem,
don't go.
Inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you want to come out for the anthem, then come outside.
We have high standards.
But if you come out, you have to stand.
Yeah.
If you don't want to stand,
respect.
Then go inside.
Yeah. But you know,
and then after the game, talk about how you are inside.
Yeah.
But guys, right out of the gate, the first thing he's talking about, he's going to sit down with Belichick and Brady.
So Brady's got to sit here. Here's how it's going to work with Brady. Hey, Brady, man, get over here. Come on, man. What's going on with Trump? Why do you like Trump so much? That's not this real, deep and concentrated discussion.
You know what it is, though?
It's
Twitter, right? Twitter applause. Because the people that like Michael Bennett, the people that follow Michael Bennett, are sick to their stomach that he ever go play for Robert Kraft, who likes Trump. For Tom Brady, who's friends with Trump. Bill Belichick, who wrote a letter for Donald Trump. So his followers are like, how can you? And he says, don't worry. I'm going to sit down with them, and we're going to have a discussion. Oh, okay, good, then. You'll convince them that they're stupid. Yes, don't worry about it. Okay, good. Yeah, good luck with that,
24
Michael.
Hours into becoming a New England Patriot, okay? Throwing out there, it's going to be great playing for the Patriots. Yeah, I've always hated them, and so it'll be great to be on their side. But He jumps right to that. You know why? He was in the perfect setting last night at Princeton. All right, 617-779-7937. That is our phone number. We'll talk more about this. We'll get into the Celtics. Everybody thought it was they were back. They were fixed, right? They got blown out last night with the Clippers in L.A. We'll get to that coming up in the next hour.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.